The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. The number to call in to join in this conversation is 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. And from what I gather here, Alex is kind of asking me and you, if your family dog snaps at or bites your child, what would you do? And this has to do with one of the teen mom girls.
Yeah, Janelle Evans. Her husband shot and killed their French bulldog puppy in their yard. I guess he shot him after it sniffed at their daughter. And so now animal control and the sheriff's office there in North Carolina, where they live, are initiating a joint investigation into the allegations of animal cruelty, and the investigation is ongoing.
I couldn't imagine. Obviously, if your dog like bites and injures your child, for sure, like, you got to do something about that.
Or another kid, what do you do?
Yeah, I mean, either way, whether it's your kid or not, it's still the same. Well, I mean, obviously, your kid's more important to you, but a kid's a kid or a person's a person.
There's a difference between snips at them and bites them.
So let's say a dog bites a child.
How is it different? Because a snip could be very close to a bite.
I think snip could be like, no, I think like a bite is where they like are, their mouth is wide open and on your skin. Like they're trying to take a big chunk of it. But if like you are like, if a kid is like going by their food or something like while they're trying to eat and they kind of like take
they're
like
food
a
aggressive
little
towards the kid, that still could be a bite just that was missed.
Listen, I think dogs can purposely snip to like threaten, which no, is not okay. But I think they can snip without trying to
but
bite them.
But dogs shouldn't
they're
be able to threaten
to
people
them.
Though. Like I understand like they're food aggressive or they're food protective, but that's the same thing. You're telling me that like you got your little nieces
so
and nephews.
So dogs can't growl.
No,
so
they can, but if a growl, what's your little nieces and nephews' names that you always have? They're so cute.
Olivia, Colton,
okay,
and
if Olivia,
Lucy.
Colton, or any one of those cute little kids had a dog growling at them aggressively, that would be okay?
My sister's
you would
dog.
You'd be okay with
my,
that?
Yes, my sister's dog growls at my little niece sometimes, because sometimes
God,
my little niece will throw toys at the dog because she thinks it's funny.
I love dogs. But that scares me that they're around
It's like so funny because I would love to see your dogs around kids, because there's no way that they wouldn't growl or be annoyed with them.
That's
when
why
kids are.
I'm taking them right now to work on their actual behavior
right,
around
so,
people, because it's not good.
But say that
it's not acceptable.
So you would put them down?
If they actually bit a kid or snipped at a kid, yes.
Growled at a kid.
No, growling. But if you're saying that they're snipping at them, a snip is the same thing as almost biting. It's just they didn't bite. When you're going and lunging, and I love dogs. I'm a dog person. I have two dogs. I was raised with dogs. But I can see it's like, God, you see these stories. I know you wouldn't, but you see these stories live about kids getting maimed and killed. It's like,
obviously,
damn.
Obviously, if it's maimed and killed, but there's signs of a dog being overly aggressive and super aggressive and having aggressive behavior, not to just kids, but their owners, other people, that you foresee that. But one dog, you know, if a kids are terrible to pets sometimes because they don't know any better. And if a kid is being terrible to a pet and they kind of growl at them or snip at them because a dog feels threatened, I think if that happens like once, that's okay. I'm not going to put down my dog.
Let's go to Emma this morning. Emma, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you want to say?
Hi. This whole situation is just shocking to me. Do not get a puppy if you aren't of the understanding that puppies bite, puppies growl. They have to be taught how to act around children and people. Puppies are babies themselves. And if my husband did that, I would watch him rot to jail.
Yeah, I think that in this situation, it's clear as day that this probably wasn't warranted in the Janelle Evans teen mom
and the kid
situation.
Was near the area, too, according to the reports. Like, the kid, I don't know if the kid saw the dog getting shot, but it could hear the gunshot. Like, that's messed up.
Yeah, but let's say it is a grown dog. Then I feel like there is a lot of nuance that you kind of have to explore when it comes to, should I put my dog down because it bit a child? Because, like, what Liv was saying, I think, is a good point. Sometimes kids can antagonize animals being funny, and that's going to cause them to react. You also have to keep in mind, they are animals, so if they're being antagonized, they're going to react like an animal would.
Well, and humans, when we antagonize Joe, he reacts.
But there are also stories about dogs that just out of nowhere, you know, a kid is doing nothing, maybe petting it calmly or whatever, and it just freaking snaps and takes a chunk out of their arm. In those situations, even if it is the first instance that a dog has bit a child, I think you do have to take it to get put down.
Sarah's on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Sarah, what did you want to say?
My lip and eyebrow was actually bit off by a dog when I was 3 years old.
Oh my gosh.
Now, not in the defense of this dog or the situation, but I was I wasn't saying aggressive towards the dog. I was playing near its food dish, and this dog just happened to be food aggressive, and we weren't aware of it. So it did bite my whole top lip and then half of my eyebrow off.
Oh, how traumatizing.
What happened to the dog after that incident?
It did get euthanized. I think back then, I mean, I'm 30-something now, but back then I think it had to do with the insurance policy because it was ran under homeowners and all that because mm-hmm. I did have to have plastic surgery.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how many surgeries did you have to go through to rebuild your face?
Three.
Wow.
And then I had a fund set up for when I turned 18, once my face was fully grown out, to fix whatever was left.
Because would you do sue that family?
It was ran under homeowners insurance.
Oh, okay, got it. You said that.
Yep.
Hey, thank you for calling in, Sarah. We hope you're doing better now. We appreciate it. What do you think about that, Liv? Like, should the dog have been put down when it was food aggressive for the kid?
When it rips off a child's face? Absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind.
Should you wait till after the fact, though? Or, like, if you see those behaviors, like, what do you do?
Well, they said that they didn't know it was food aggressive. She literally just said that.
No, I'm saying if you notice a dog is, like, food aggressive or nipping, like, if it doesn't actually injure the child, but it does things like, oh, that's getting close, is that the cutoff point? Or does it have to actually do the damage? Then it's like, okay, we got to do something now.
I mean, I think if they break skin when they're biting someone and there's blood, even if it's like an arm or a leg or something, then I think that depending on how aggressive it was, I think it needs to be looked at. But I think like snipping or like growling, I don't think it needs to be put
down. Eddie, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What would you have done in that situation?
I would have done the exact same thing. You know, we definitely love our dogs. We've had dogs, you know, growing up and our kids, and it's like a one and done for us. You know, if it's a puppy, it's understandable. They have to be taught, you know, not to be doing those things. But if it's already a year old or older, an adult dog, no, we've done something like that before. So,
wow. Hey, Eddie, thank you for calling in. And I don't know what it sounds like. I mean, like, I love my dogs. My wife doesn't think I do because I don't love them as much as her. But, like, I love them. But at the same time, it's like, I would protect family before my dogs.
Somebody tweeted us and said they saw you dropping your dogs off yesterday at the behavior place or whatever.
Yeah, Alpha Canine I taken up there. And just to work, like, our dogs are good with obedience, but I guess it's common. I didn't realize this when we got them. They are litter mates and they're brothers, and they can have aggression towards each other. Like, they don't go out and attack another dog, but each other, like, if they're walking by another dog, they're like, rawr, rawr, rawr.
Well, but when you walk into your house, they'll come running and barking at you because they don't know you. You're a stranger. They do that. Would you consider that aggressive?
No, not like that. It's a normal dog just having its house. Like, my dogs
I never have had a dog that does that.
This is why I've only ever liked Pluto and Mickey Mouse.
Of course. There has to be a Mickey Mouse or Goofy reference into there. Let's wrap things up this morning with Zach. Hey, Zach, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's up, bud?
Hey, man, I would have to shoot it too, man. They already got their taste of human blood, so I would just have to shoot it. I mean, what's the difference? The police do it all the time. They see a dog, and don't even bite them, and they shoot it. So, I mean, if it's my own dog, where's the problem?
So see that he might be facing legal trouble. Even knowing that, would you still do it?
Yes, I would.
Police are...
it's my dog. I would protect myself against him. I would fight that. It's my dog. I didn't hurt nobody. My dog hurt my kid, so I killed it. There's nothing wrong with that.
Was the kid hurt? Alex?
Said it snipped at the daughter.
So it snipped at the daughter. So we don't know if the daughter's hurt.
It doesn't look like the daughter's hurt.
Actually, let's wrap it up real quick with, I guess, Caitlin. Porkchop gave me her. Hey, Caitlin, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up? What do you want to say to wrap this conversation up? And take it online. Let's put this up on Facebook. Search for Radio Now, and you can join in the conversation there.
Yeah, I used to work at the animal shelter for 5 years. So I've seen a lot of cases where animals did have to be euthanized due to, like, you know, ripping, you know, someone's face off or killing another animal. But the one time that I've ever been actually hurt was by a chihuahua. I had to get stitches. But if a dog wants to hurt you, I mean, they will hurt you. But I think a growl or just even a light snip, they just have to, they can't talk like people, you know. And I feel like if a dog snarls his lip or barely nibbles you, like, he doesn't want to hurt you. He's just saying, hey, back off. Like, I have limits too.
Exactly, because dogs can't be passive aggressive like we know humans can be. So they got to do something. They got to growl.
Yeah, I mean, I've been nibbled by pit bulls, mastiffs, and I've never been hurt. The one time I got stitches, like I said, was a tiny little chihuahua. So, you know, but yeah.
Hey, thank you calling in, Caitlin. We appreciate that. Wow. I mean, interesting conversation. I just don't know how some people call them saying, yeah, I'd shoot the dog right there. I could never do that. I could never put my dog down either. I have to give it to somebody. There's no way I could do that. I know, Porkchop, you shared on air one time about having to put your dog after it bit somebody. And dude, I was in the car listening to you guys talk about that day when I was heading to a wedding or an event. Dude, no way. I can't.
Yeah, it was really tough. I think I cried that day on the air.
Yeah, you did. And a little bit after.